Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. This could be our most important broadcast that we've ever done because of the impeachment hearing today and all the fog around it, which I'm going to cut through. We've got Joe DiGenova, a very smart guy, coming up behind me to talk about it. So let me run it down for you here. Ambassador Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador, testified today. I believe him. I think that his testimony was designed to make him look good. But I don't think that he misled anyone about anything. And I can back up what I'm saying because President Trump told me himself, and it's in the United States of Trump book. Remember, that book was written and published way before all this impeachment stuff, that he believes, President Trump believes, that elements of the Obama administration tried to undermine his campaign and his presidency, all right? And he also believes that some of the interference came from overseas, including Ukraine. This is what the man believes in his heart. And he is obsessed, as I say, in the United States of Trump, with exposing that. That's what this is all about. And that's what led to the phone call of the president of Ukraine. That's led to everything. All right? So I'm going to walk through it. Because if you watch these hearings and you listen to the dishonest news coverage, you can't. It's impossible to figure out what's really happening. Now, I have a call on the radio with Sean Hannity today on his program. And I lay it out. So after this, you might want to watch that. Number one, the ambassador said there was a quid pro quo. That was a big headline. Oh, bombshell, quid pro quo. Well, I have been telling you that for how long now, all right? Ever since this began, months, that President Trump wanted Ukraine, the new president and the new government, to investigate possible corruption in the 2016 elections here. And if Joe Biden was tied into that, more the better, because Biden was all over Ukraine. Everybody knows his son got millions of dollars from them. So that's what he wanted. And that's in the phone call. Do us a favor. I heard this is Joe Biden. This is something. Everybody's talking about it. It's there. There's no doubt that happened. Where it gets murky and where the Democrats have walked in is if President Trump withheld the $400 million in defense aid from Ukraine in order to get this investigation. President says, no, I asked for it, but there was no threat of denial of aid. However, the aid was held up. But in my research, I find a law that says President of the United States cannot give any taxpayer aid to any foreign nation if the nation is deemed to be corrupt. And Trump didn't know whether this new president, Zelensky, was going to investigate or not. If he wasn't, that's corruption in the president's mind and in my mind. I want Ukraine to be investigated, and indeed they are being, by the Attorney General of the United States right now. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, let's do the debate preview tonight. So there are three storylines that you should be looking at if you watch the debate, and I know many of you will not. I am going to watch it for you, and I will be here. I'll tweet, so get your tweet thing up. We get about 3.2 million Twitter followers, mainly because I twin my tweeting with Holly, the Terror Dog. So We got about 3.2 million between the two of us. But I'll be tweeting throughout the debate. Now, three storylines of this. Number one, is the fix in? Here's what that means. Joe Biden has gotten pummeled, not today, but in the past, about Ukraine, because his son made millions of dollars and he was over there all the time. Biden, as vice president, was over there all the time. He got pounded. Do you think that the moderators, there are four of them, all women, how PC, right? How virtuous. And there's nothing wrong with four women moderators. I have a beef. But isn't it just PC or MSNBC and the Washington Post? Oh, yes. They're just so enlightened. Anyway, do you think the moderators are going to zero in on Biden and Ukraine? Maybe one question. Maybe. But it's all going to be about Trump tonight. Trump is this. Trump's the devil. Trump's the... That's what it's going to be about. But his competition, because Biden's still the big dog. He's still in ahead. You think his competition would try to cut him? No. They've been told by the Democratic Party. No. Could be wrong. We'll see. Second line, Pete Buttigieg, all right, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, doing very well now in a poll in Iowa and a poll in New Hampshire. Why? Because the crazy socialists, as I told you all along, the Democratic Party does not want them because they're going to lose. All right, Sanders and Warren, and they're going to lose. But Buttigieg, he's not a crazy socialist. I don't exactly know what he is because he kind of around, but he's very articulate. And he comes across, the guy says, look, I'm not going to blow the whole country up if you elect me. I'm young and vibrant and cool and hip. And I'm not going to do anything really to upset everybody, but we'll do X. And then he goes into his liberal mantra. A lot like Barack Obama as a campaigner. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. All right, let's get to the mail. Shane, watching the impeachment hearings makes me dislike the federal government even more. I would love to see it go bankrupt. Okay. It's a corrupt process now. There's no doubt about it. Robert, there may be no evidence, but Democrats and the media surely make it sound like there's something very wrong. The fact they can convince 30-40% of the population with no evidence is fairly impressive. It's not them. It's the media that does it. Media is the convincer. You know, people don't pay attention. They see the big headlines. And let me give a few of those headlines. Ready? Ready for the headlines? The New Yorker magazine. Attacked at the impeachment inquiry, Alexander Vindman testifies to the power of truth. Like New York magazine knows the truth or cares about it. Ridiculous. The New Yorker. A bad week for Trump got worse with a new impeachment witness. Washington Post, attacking witnesses is Trump's core defense strategy in fighting impeachment. Washington Post, Adam Schiff is bringing a prosecutor's sensibility to the impeachment hearings. New York Times, did President Trump just earn himself another article of impeachment? Now there's witness intimidation. If you don't get it by now, you're never going to get it. Now, the Christmas elves, the no-spin elves, all right, so they give me the sheet. Last minute sheet. Okay, let me try to do this justice. So if you give out premium membership or concierge membership for gifts, we give you a certificate for that. So you put it in an envelope. Okay. Now, PMs get a free book and a pack of 5 Impeach the Media bumper stickers. All right. That's a pretty good deal. Here's a better deal. Concierge members get a free signed book and 5 Impeach the Media bumper stickers free. Plus, for concierge members, throwing in an American Patriot hat, free, just for giving away a concierge membership or becoming a concierge member yourself. Signed books, order them for Christmas, you get the Impeach the Media bumper sticker and a 3-month premium member certificate you can give for a gift. Look, I can't do this. We got so many freeze. Just go to the store. Final thing, doormats. We say Merry Christmas, doormats. Almost sold out. We'll throw in 5 Impeach the Media bumper stickers if you buy a doormat. And then we give you free books. We're giving away free books by killing Reagan, get the day the president was shot free, blah, 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 on and on and on and on. No spin Christmas and Hanukkah store. We'll see you tomorrow.